When the days drew near for him to be taken up, Jesus set his face to go to Jerusalem. And he sent messengers ahead of him. On their way, they entered a village of the Samaritans to make ready for him. But they did not receive him because his face was set toward Jerusalem. When his disciples James and John saw it, they said, "Lord, do you want us to command fire to come down from heaven and consume them?" But Jesus turned and rebuked them. Then they went on to another village. As they were going along the road, someone said to him, "I will follow you wherever you go." And Jesus said to him, "Foxes have holes and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head." To another, Jesus said, "Follow me." But he said, "Lord, first let me go and bury my father." But Jesus said to him, "Let the dead bury their own dead. But as for you, go and proclaim the kingdom of God." Another said, "I will follow you, Lord, but let me first say farewell to those at my home." Jesus said to him, "No one who puts a hand to the plow and looks back is fit for the kingdom of God." Dear friends, this is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Thanks be to God, I think. Last week, we spent some time reflecting on the life and times of the prophet Elijah. Well, today we look to the life of another prophet. His name is Jesus. Maybe you've heard of him. Jesus the Christ means many things to us. For me, he means everything. How often do we reflect on the notion that Jesus is a prophet? Remember, as we mentioned last week, on that Mount of Transfiguration, that there stood Moses and Elijah and Jesus, the three great prophets. When the days drew near for him to be taken up, he set his face to go to Jerusalem. Jesus knew the time was coming for him to be taken up. Jesus also knew what would come before that. Execution, then resurrection. Personally, I think I would turn away from Jerusalem and head the opposite way. Not so with the prophet Jesus. He set his face to go to Jerusalem. It was his destiny. And to set one's face is a prophetic posture. It's what a prophet knows he or she must do, no matter what. There might be some of that in all of us. We reach a point that we set our face in a certain direction or toward a reorientation to how we're living life. We discern we must go in a new direction. We discern that there is a new priority for a new direction in life. That is the work of the Spirit, and to welcome it is to embrace a little prophetic wisdom, even if it costs you something. So Jesus and his disciples head from Galilee in the direction of Jerusalem. The most direct route goes through Samaria. This was not necessarily the safest decision to make. There was a lot of bad blood between the Israelites and the Samaritans, centuries of it. Many Jews had been assaulted and even killed as they tried to take the direct route through Samaria from Galilee to Jerusalem. So you may understand why there was quite a bit of shock value when Jesus taught the parable of the Good Samaritan. Anyway, passed through Samaria they did. Jesus sent the prearrangement committee ahead of him to make ready for him, and the Samaritans wouldn't have it. Jesus was a Jewish prophet with his face set toward Jerusalem. This was anathema and unacceptable. When his disciples James and John saw it, they said, "Lord, do you want us to command fire to come down from heaven and consume them?" Now this sounds like Elijah. Jesus scratched his head, slapped his forehead, and rebuked them. This is not the way we do this anymore. This new way is about love, not retribution. Indeed, this trek from Galilee to Jerusalem was all about love. On their way to another village, someone caught up with them and said to Jesus, "I will follow you wherever you go." Jesus responded, "Foxes have holes, and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head, especially in Samaria." Tradition and some biblical texts suggest that Capernaum was the home of Jesus. Even the welcome sign at the entrance to the city of Capernaum says so. That's good for tourism. But for the most part, Jesus was an itinerant preacher and healer and prophet. That means he was homeless. That means he was completely dependent on others for hospitality, for a warm welcome, for a warm meal, for a warm bed. This adds a layer of meaning to Matthew 25. "Then the king shall say to those at his right hand, 'Come, you that are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry and you gave me food. I was thirsty and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger and you welcomed me. I was naked and you gave me clothing. I was sick and you took care of me. I was in prison and you visited me.' Then the righteous will answer him, 'Lord, when was it that we saw you hungry and gave you food, or thirsty and gave you something to drink? And when was it that we saw you a stranger and welcomed you, or naked and gave you clothing? And when was it that we saw you sick or in prison and visited you?' And the king will answer them, 'Truly I tell you, just as you did it to one of the least of these who are members of my family, you did it to me.'" Jesus is not just talking about others. It just might be in Matthew 25 that he's speaking from his own experience, having no place to lay his head. What did Jesus do when he got hungry? What did Jesus do when he was a stranger? What did Jesus do when he got sick? He's fully human. He's going to get sick. He depended on the goodwill of strangers and friends alike. He survived with radical hospitality. They all certainly must have felt this even more acutely as they crossed Samaria. To another, Jesus said, "Follow me." But he said, "Lord, first let me go and bury my father." But Jesus said to him, "Let the dead bury their own dead, but as for you, go and proclaim the kingdom of God." Another said, "I will follow you, Lord, but let me first say farewell to those at my home." Jesus said to him, "No one puts a hand to the plow and looks back is fit for the kingdom of God." These conversations make Jesus sound harsh and even heartless. But Jesus had set his face toward Jerusalem. Jesus, the prophet, knew what all this would require. Jesus, the prophet, knew what all this would cost. And while his words do sound harsh and even heartless, at least to me, Jesus was honest and clear. What Jesus was headed for in Jerusalem may be no different for those who might be compelled to follow him. It is the road less traveled. It is fraught with danger and uncertainty. Well, that was then. This is now. Those radical words of Jesus don't have much application for us, do they? Frankly, do any of us feel like we're putting our lives at risk to follow Jesus? Do we feel compelled to follow Jesus at the expense of the family and friends who mean the world to us? All in all, it's pretty comfortable to be a Christian in the here and now. I was 20 when my father died. If Jesus had asked me to forget about burying my dad and follow him, I would have said no. I'm just being honest with you. These words of Jesus are hard. Yet somehow I believe we are called to ask ourselves if following Jesus has this central focus in our lives. Are our faces set on Jesus, the Christ? And if so, how is it a prophetic stance? How does it speak truth to power? Are our faces set on justice and righteousness, on the poor, on the homeless, on those who love differently than I do? And how does having our faces set on Jesus affect our financial lives or our time? Now, don't get me wrong, please. I love life, and I love having fun with life. I love being with y'all. We laugh together, and we cry together. We celebrate, and we mourn. And there is also that dimension that calls us to live less for ourselves and more for others. It's the holy equation. To the point, it's going to cost us something. And the more we do so, ironically, the more complete we become as followers of Jesus, both individually and as a community. So, dear friends, set your face toward Jesus, the Christ, even when, and especially when, we travel through hostile territory. And let all God's children say, Amen.